As Sweet left the group commander's office, an RAF Spitfire, a Met observation aircraft, passed high over Altgarten. The trip from England to the Ruhr and back at 420 miles per hour took just 92 minutes. The pilot scribbled the position of the cold front onto the notepad strapped to his thigh. His report would be used at the briefing. It would forecast cleary skies above the target, patchy cloud, and very little wind. To young Hanselbach, looking out of a window in his father's house in Florestrasse, the aircraft was a dot high above him.
Look, Anna, it's a Messerschmitt.
I can't tell one aircraft from another.
It's going to kill the terror bombers.
That's enough.
Can the pilot see heaven, Anna?
No, it's much too high.
But Mummy looks down and sees me.
At Grundsvig Luftwaffe night fighter station, Oberleutnant Löwenherd straps into the radar operator's seat behind Unteroffizier Christian Himmel in his Junkers 88.
Did Peter ask you to take his place for the test, Victor?
No, Christian. I ordered him to stand down. I wanted an opportunity for a private talk.
Oh, right. I see. There's the signal. Clear to take off.
The Junkers lifted at the end of the runway and climbed steeply over the black waters of the IJsselmeer. Meanwhile, 50 miles south of The Hague on the Dutch North Sea coast, huge Freyr and Würzburg radar dishes look out to sea. 200 yards from the water's edge is a group of huts joined by boardwalks. This is radar station Ermin. Its commander, Oberleutnant August Bach.
So you had a good evening, sir.
Unteroffizier Willy Reinecker, 46. August Bach, senior NCO at Ermin.
Thank
you, Willie.
A reasonable journey from Kripple?
Altgarten.
Oh, yes. Well, you moved, didn't you? I know Altgarten. Been through it a few times. Medieval town centre, famous old church.
Mm-hmm. Leapfrog cake. The stove's nice and warm. It's freezing out there.
Can I do a hot chocolate then?
Oh, you think of everything, Willie. You join me?
Oh, right.
We'll have a drop of brandy with it.
What news from home? Your boy, Hansel, how is he?
It's growing too fast. Oh, thanks. Just to, destruction of the Tommies.
Any word of Paul?
You heard the bad news from Kharkov.
Mm.
They say it's a tactical withdrawal, but reading between the lines... No, I've heard nothing.
There'll be something one of these days.
Between you and me, really, I'm worried. When you're young, you take such risks.
We both did, certainly.
I was just telling somebody today. Paul is almost exactly the age I was when I shot down my first English pilot.
There you are.
I hope to God this is all over before Hansel reaches an age to get involved.
Me too, sir.
Right, charge report.
Nothing too serious, sir. Young Roy Valken and his mate Danziger were arrested drunk in town. The other three are conduct prejudicial.
Right.
Two more of our bicycles have been nicked.
When was this?
Last night, sir. The Dutch civilian police have been informed.
Mm-hmm.
Those bike thieves must be trembling in their clocks, I don't think. This is the latest intelligence report. Looks like they're planning something big tonight.
We'll see you soon enough. Billy, I've some good news to tell you.
Oh, I thought I saw a likeness in your step.
Yeah. I'm getting married again.
Who's the lucky woman?
Anna Luisa, of course.
Your rad girl?
Well, yes, she came to us as a rad girl, Willie, but she was always more than that. Even before Lena was killed, she was special to us. She's less than half my age, but this afternoon I told her how I felt, and, well, she feels the same way.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I don't believe it, Sam.
But Maffey, Wally Fenn, Digby and Sam Lambert.
Me neither, but it's true.
Well, he's not going to get away with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, Skip. It's not the idea of leaving you. It's the thought of flying with Sweeper, Skipper.
Thanks, Digby. Well, we might all be dead before tomorrow. Where are you going?
To sort it out.
Leave it. Tell me we're at the briefing.
The time I got a bit worried was when I walked in the briefing room and they showed you where that red ribbon was. I think, God, I didn't want to go there.
Of our own accord.
Gentlemen!
Station Commander!
think your groupie was going into bat for England, Skip?
Probably thinks he is.
Okay, chaps, sit down and bye, John.
Sorry I'm late, Skip.
I missed the thing, Bessie. Are you feeling better?
Just a touch of the runs. I'll be fine.
Don't come if you're going to want to sit on the cars all night.
Something I ate, Skip. I'm all right now.
Good lad.
No, I'm not the type of team. I think Groupie fancied himself as Bob Hope.
I like his brother.
I didn't know Bob Hope had a brother.
No.
Hope?
Oh, yeah.
Falling.
Happy Valley.
Did they ruin Valley?
No wonder you got an attack of the Rams.
Happy Land in England.
We'll be part of the first wave and supporting 8th Group Pathfinder Force. Let's put on a damn good show. Take off 1745, 0 hour 2030. With you at 0 past 1. Captain Ludlow?
Group Captain Ludlow, 27, navigation leader, 38 trips.
Assembly point at the south pole, 12,000 to 15,000 feet. Get up to 18,000 feet before you get to my yellow marker here on the Dutch coast. Then turn towards the target. Any questions? Good. Keep together. If you get out of the stream, use your G to get back on track. That's what it's for. Then it'll work a fair way towards that valley.
Yeah.
We won't. Airmen going out to bomb German towns. We were schoolboys going out to raid a rival school. It was this the sort of feeling that was abroad. It was unreal.
Now there will be over 700 plus bombers at the Krakow receiving chaps. So keep your positions and heights, and for God's sake, no crossing the bomber stream. That's how collisions happen. Then turn off the target, gain speed by losing heart. But don't go below 8,000 feet as you pass Nordic on the way back. The route is plotted to avoid the flank concentrations at Rotterdam on the way out and off Amsterdam on the way back. Any questions?
Sir?
Mrs. Reed?
Any chance of avoiding flank over the target?
The mid chaps seem pretty sure it'll be cloudy over Greyfell, which will make their searchlights less effective. Does that
won't affect the radar controlled ACAC though, will it?
Not all that kind.
No problem, Skip.
Fear of being thought fearful was greater than the fear of the actual fear of going on a bombing raid.
Ten 10,000 feet over the North Sea, Christian Himmel brings the Junkers 88 level.
Pilot to radio operator. Yes, Himmel? Feel under your seat.
What?
Under your seat. I've left something for you.
Move to Upper High Command Medical Corps. Secret. Why have you got this?
Have a look through it.
Freezing experiments on human beings.
They've been killing prisoners in concentration camps. Freezing them to death.
Where did you get this?
Have a look at it, Lerbenhurst.
You don't think I want to?
Did you think this was what we're fighting for?
It's not our business, Himmel.
It is. These sadistic pigs are doing it in our name. It says Luftwaffe on the cover, see?
What are you going to do with it?
Let people know what's going on.
What people? The British.
Our own people. We Germans aren't barbarians. Beat it, Victor. We can talk freely. I've turned the wireless off. When I saw it on Firth's desk, saw the photographs.
You stole this from the medical center.
That's that! One of our own flagships.
They fired it in the sky, idiot.
You all right?
What?
Now just click through it, look at the photographs, then you'll understand why I took it.
I wish you hadn't.
What can I do? Turn the other way? Concentration camps, exterminating people in medical experiments. Don't know a thing about it. I can't do it. Damn conscripts. Don't worry. We're out of range. That would be the biggest joke. Surviving all this time to get shot by your own side.
Yes. Wouldn't it?
Flat to you all. Any further questions, see me afterwards. Mr. Giles?
Here comes Jeremy.
Oh. Shut up and cross loaded three times, not a scratch on him.
Afternoon, chaps. Settle down.
Squadron leader Jeremy Giles, bombing leader of tonight's operation.
I've heard it all before, but I don't give a monkey's. Listen again. First up, Pathfinder mosquitoes. They'll mark the target with red flares. Their equipment's far more up to date than ours, so their reds are what to look for. If you can't see them, then go for the middle of this square of greens.
Are you all right, Skipper?
Just resting my eyes.
You look tired, sir. You okay?
I've got to go again. Sorry.
Leave your book. I'll take any notes.
Is it all right?
Something you didn't eat upset his stomach. He'll be okay once the wheels lift. Where's it, Cohen?
There was a fly on your shoulder.
Leave him alone. Maybe the four suds at the end of his second tour.
The reality of death and the likelihood of death was so obvious, so patent, that it was accepted as and it was trivialized in terms like getting the chop and going for a Burton. Your friend wasn't killed last night, he bought it.
Can you see me at the back there?
Intelligence officer Longfellow.
Tonight, we are attacking cricket.
You can come with us, sir. You can sit on my knee, sir.
Over. That's a word for you, bombing. Now, I said this before, but I think it's worth saying again. Some of you are still dropping your bombs early and short of target. First line, please, Corporal. This telegraph was taken 3 minutes into the raid on Essen last week. Next one. 5 minutes in. Next. 7 minutes in. You see the bombs, and further and further away from the centre as the rate progresses. Now, you know the name for this. It is called creepback. Some people say the reason for creepback is optic illusion, but I think it's more about crews getting cold feet. I know people are reluctant to talk about it, but I want no bloody feedback tonight, hear? Do the blasted job properly, hit Krefeld, not the countryside around it. All right, I know when Flack is coming up, everyone gets itchy fingers.
Although it was never told to crews at briefing, Bomber Command, in fact, made allowance for creepback by having target indicators dropped on the far side of the area they wanted destroyed.
The countryside, while we're sending you all the way to Germany. We've got plenty of potato fields here at home.
You bloody old cheer warriors. They'll fight to the last drop of some other fucker's blood.
We were all of us launched on a sort of wave of fate, I suppose, almost, and we were rolled along by it. Questioning of the objective of what we were doing. Bomber crews being very individual and not going much forth all the usual disciplines. Somehow it wouldn't extend to asking that sort of question.
Go out there tonight and rip the guts out of the hut in Crickhill!
Sir!
Those teeth, what are you doing, Sam? Sit down, mate.
It's all right, Debbie, I'm going to ask a question. Sir!
Yes?
I'd like to know exactly what are the guts of Crayfeld, sir?
What?
Flight Sergeant Sam Lambert, B Flight. My question is, what exactly are we aiming at in the centre of that city? Tenements? People's houses? I mean, what's there? Hospitals? What?
Good question, Mr. Lambert. Tell the men what we're destroying, Mr. Longfellow. I don't think any of them are fifth colonies. The Deutsche Edelstahlwerk, that's a major steelworks and a Gestapo.
In my experience, they were always viable targets relating to industry, but never specifically just the workers' dwellings.
You're right, Skipper.
Yeah,
what's it matter? What's there? They're going to bomb it anyway.
To add to what you already have.
Well, Mr. Sweet, you see what you mean about Lambert. Sir. Nearly unsettled the whole squadron. Oh, well done, Longfellow. Good work. Thank you, sir.
One rotten apple. That's all it takes, sir.
Lambert's definitely got a touch of the jitters. You'd better have him out of Wally before he infects anyone else.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Now, the latest from Met. Mr. Younger.
Thank you, Rupert. For a cloud man.
There was an alternative, but it was called LMF, lack of moral fibre. And if you can imagine some poor boy going through what they went through for, say, 20 flights, and then he cracks, and he's thrown out, muck, scum, on the lack of moral fibre.
You couldn't say I've had enough. You could. And what was it? LMF, lack of moral fibre. And you were invalided out and stripped and cleaning out the latrines or whatever, you see. Irk's job. Had a certain amount of ignominy with it. I suppose today you'd see a psychiatrist and get compensation or something like that.
Oh, no. You went back because, you know, that was the alternative and you couldn't face that alternative of LMF.
Cloud between 17 and 25 miles per hour. Winds northeasterly around 20 miles per hour over the target, and less than, say, 15 to 17 on the route.
The Met Man's outline of the weather situation was based on a forecast which showed the curving line of the low front, in places, more than 200 miles in error.
Come on, come on.
Krunsvig Luftwaffe Station. Oberleutnant Victor Löwenherz waits for the phone to be answered at Military Intelligence HQ.
Dr. Starkov, please.
I was expecting you to ring von Löwenherz.
Well, how did you know it was me?
I understand you've been making inquiries.
Yes. I've spoken to Dr. Firth at the medical center. He confirmed the file was taken.
Does Himmel still have the file?
I have it here.
Himmel has sent you a copy?
Well, exactly.
Any letter with it?
Letter?
You seem rather confused here, Oberleutnant.
There's no letter, there's only the document.
Good.
What do you want me to do with it?
Hold on to it until I see you tomorrow.
I've no safe.
It's not as secret as all that. I have 14 other copies on my desk.
14?
It has been widely circulated officially to medical units at Luftwaffe stations.
I see.
So there's no need for you to worry about one copy. Himmel has been sending them to many people, too. I can't imagine why yours has not been intercepted.
This is an official report, then.
Reichsmarshal Göring himself sent a letter of congratulation to its author.
Have you read it?
Yes.
And?
What do you want me to say?
I found it rather shocking.
We are at war, Herr Oberleutnant. Maybe this research will save you from freezing to death one day if you come down to the North Sea. Ask yourself, who would you rather see die of cold? Yourself? Or some troublemaking Jews.
What about Himmel?
He'll be arrested first thing tomorrow. I'm sure you agree it's preferable we do it rather than blessing.
Well, not much more to say about tonight, gentlemen.
At Worley Fen, the briefing ends, as always, with the squadron commander, Wing Commander Munro.
Be well clear of them. Good. They are big raid tonight. 700-plus aircraft. We'll be joined by Sterling.
What? Sterling's lumber along the coast are easier targets than night fighters. And they fly lower. They cover the joint of the flag.
Let's have no evasive action over the target, gentlemen. There won't be any night fighters, not if there's black flying, which there will be. At your bombing height of 18,000 feet, you will be out of range of light flag anyway. Keep your course straight and level, and navigators, have those return routes plotted for after your bomb run. Again, just keep in the stream and you'll be home and dry. It's a well-planned show, chaps. Let's set our watches. It is 15:51. Now! Good luck, everyone!
Mr. Sweet, a word before you go.
Yes, Wing Commander?
These crew reshuffles... bad biz.
Not awfully sure. I know what you mean, sir.
If anyone wants to change crews, tell them to come and see me.
You mean Digby and Cohen, sir?
Yes, I mean Digby and Cohen, Mr. Sweet.
Well, they will request, sir. Digby isn't at all happy about Lambert.
Look, before you go on, let me tell you, I've just had Flight Sergeant Digby, Royal Australian Air Force, in my office.
Oh.
He flatly refuses to leave Lambert's crew. And he says if he's forced to, he'll get in touch with Australia House.
Well, he had no right...
Go over your head. Mr. Sweet, you're lucky he only came to me and didn't ring up the Australian Prime Minister. Forget Sergeant Digby. Even if he is one of the best bomb aimers in the squadron.
Curran hasn't complained, has he, sir?
No.
Perhaps if I just move Curran then, sir.
Yes, take Curran. That's all, Mr. Sweet.
Good luck tonight, sir.
Yes, Chiefy?
Your night flight test, sir.
Thank you. A very trying young man.
Going places, I understand, sir.
So don't say I don't do the best I can for you, Sam. I had to transfer Curran, but at least they saw sense over the bombing.
Can I go and get kitted up now?
Word to the wise, Sambo. Grippy's rather concerned about your defeatist attitude.
My what?
Asking about the target like that. Bad show.
Some of us won't be coming back tonight. I just thought we should know what we're dying for, that's all.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Skip. The crew's waiting.
Tell them to go to supper without me, Batters.
Sir. It's talk like that that gets people killed.
Listen, you. I've done 47 trips. 20 more than you. I know what it's like to bring back dead crew. I've had friends screaming through the intercom for me to finish them off. But I've gone out again the next night. And the next, and the next. But I know my luck's running out now. So get off my back.
You've a touch of the jitters, that's all.
Anyone going off to Happy Valley who hasn't is a fool. Excuse me, sir.
Hey, Flying Mill, the joy of joys to aircrew was always eggs and bacon. They would always be joking, almost exhilarated. It was possibly a reaction that they knew that they were going to go on and off. They were, knew that they were afraid inwardly. They weren't going to show it to anybody outwardly.
Well, 10 more ops in the course, isn't it?
Oh, don't give us that flesh. You sign up for another tour. Better than going back to the pit, isn't it, man?
We're never going down pit again.
Oh, yeah.
My selfish job, me after the war. Clean nails, collar and tie, you know.
You see my flying socks, Digby?
Tell what I'm looking forward to as well, Binty.
No,
getting
no,
away
no,
from
no.
you.
Yeah, why don't you fellas give it a rest? I mean, fighting over a bloody suit is a waste of time.
Who said it?
Did she get your letter off, Jimmy?
Yeah, tough. I reckon you know, Diggers, it's her stupid old mother who's put the wind up her. You know, saying little Tommy might have diphtheria or TB.
Yeah, bet the little fella's right as rain by now.
Yeah. I told her what you said about babies getting over things quick, mate.
Good.
Sometimes I think this better suited to guys with no responsibilities.
Yeah, how do you work that one out?
Well, yeah. Keep your mind on the job. Only got yourself to worry about.
Hmm? Skipper's married.
We could see the new Cicely Courtnage musical, Mummy's Friend, Sybil. Saw it last week, says it's super.
I don't mind.
Sam, tonight's op. Is it...
Piece of cake.
Good. Look, Sam, about what Mummy said about Terry's...
Forget
Sweet.
It.
It's true, he did ask me out several times, and I went with him once to a school dance. He was a frightful bore, and I never went again. He used to come to the house with Tim, but I avoided him like the plague. That's the whole story, honestly.
I shouldn't. I'm sorry, Ruth.
He's nowhere near as good-looking as you are. I love you, Sam.
It's nearly 4. I have to go.
Oh, you've missed crew supper.
I'd rather spend the time with you.
You look tired.
Don't wait for me tonight.
In less than 2 hours, the 16 Lancasters will take off from Worley Fen, and the German flak and night fighters will be waiting for them. As Sam Lambert walked away from his wife that afternoon, he was afraid. Afraid he would never see her again.
But one girl was engaged, and her boyfriend was to have finished his tour of ops, and they were going to get married that week. And the very last of his first tour, he was shot down.
I said, you're married, you've got 2 young kids. He said, I know. He said, but I'm not worried. He said, God will look after me. He said, he knows my wife and 2 kids, they're dependent on me. He got the drop that night.
In Krefeld, as afternoon turns to evening, the band of the local Bund Deutscher Mädchen has almost finished its march. Today, as every Saturday, they have been collecting donations of money, food and clothing for bombed-out people. The girls are cold and tired now, but it's been worth it. People will need hot soup and warm clothing if the British come over tonight. some 7 miles away, Walter Reisman, the Burgermeister of Altgarten, sat by his cozy hearth and overheard his daughters upstairs practicing their party pieces. He was looking forward to his birthday dinner that night at Frenzel's. So why did he feel so emotional? Krumsvig Luftwaffe Night Fighter Station.
Dieter, have you seen Christian Himmel?
Haven't you heard, Victor?
I heard what?
CO's just told us. His father died in Munich this morning.
His father?
He's off on immediate compassionate leave. Left for the railway station before we got back.
But why wasn't I informed?
Blessing and his men are giving him a lift into town.
Blessing?
In charge of the foreign cleaners. Must have moved quickly for once in his life.
Oh, I see.
Pretty rotten news.
Yes. Yes, thanks, Dieter. I expect there's a note in my room. See you later.
Löwenherz felt tears prick his eyes. He knew Christian Himmel's father had died when he was a boy. In the workroom of his house in Altgarten, the tailor Foss thought about the timing of his supper. There was a concert relay on the wireless at 9, Beethoven's choral symphony. Foss wanted to eat and clear away before it started. He saw his neighbor's young son and his childminder pass on their way home. She was a pretty little thing, that Anna Luisa. Foss didn't notice the Kugelwagen parked across the street, or SS officer Fischer, who was watching his house and waiting for dark. Herr Foss would hear no concert tonight. It was almost 4 o'clock on that afternoon of the 18th of February, 1943. At radar station Ermin, August Bach looked out at the dark skies above the North Sea. Hundreds of British bombers would come this way tonight. In spite of his woolen greatcoat, August suddenly felt a chill course through his body.
It's now 5:40 on the evening of Saturday, the 18th of February.
I was just 20 when I did my first operation. I mean, 20 and a couple of weeks. 20 and 2 weeks now. Our skipper was 23, I think, and we called him Dad. He was an old man. He had a moustache, you see.
16 Lancasters are now moving around the perimeter track to the runway.
When you were dressing, not much talk. All picking up your stuff, climbing on board. And once you got in there, the stink and the smell and the horrible things that stink. And cold. I've never been so cold, never in my life.
In a few minutes, O Orange, captained by Flight Sergeant Sam Lambert, will take off as part of a maximum effort bombing raid to the Ruhr. Over 700 other aircraft from airfields all over eastern England will do the same, heading for a rendezvous over Southwold in Suffolk. Air crews went on board to do their pre-flight checks an hour ago. 15 minutes ago, they started up engines. And now, all of them have left their dispersal stands. And the first is taking off. Wing Commander Munro's Lancaster, R. Roger. The others queue along the peritrack to the runway.
We were there to bomb Germany. We weren't an elite squadron. We weren't the sort of dumb busters or anybody like this. We were just lobbing bombs out in Germany.
One aircraft every 90 seconds will take off until all 16 are airborne. It seems longer than an hour and a half ago that they were collecting their parachutes.
I think someone's broken back, Digby. Says it didn't work.
Someone has to say it every hour.
Get a move on, Gallagher. You're holding us up.
It wants a different colour.
Hey, something in pink, is it, Gallagher?
Keep it moving, Binty. Pilot's gone.
Right.
Carrying their parachute packs and crew bags, they move to the crew locker room. Here they don their flying kit.
Dressed up to the nines, flying boots, silk stockings, white things, underneath zip, like a glider down type thing, zip down, then the other waterproof thing on top. Old fashioned helmet, gold roof. 19,000, 20,000, 21,000 feet. So optionally central, under 10 to 11.
When will we be back tonight? We have got some heavy action in Peterborough before daybreak.
Put my foot down all the way. How's that been?
Why don't you get yourself a single bit of skirt?
All the best single crumpet has been taken by the Yanks. Anyway, it's a serious thing, Rosie and me.
It's a bit serious, all right, if we're old mangas.
Stomach okay now, Batters.
Oh, thanks, Corsha. I feel fine.
Where are you up to, Batters?
Tell Maisie I like my bovra like my women. Strong and meaty.
Don't get personal belongings, letters and stuff into the lockers and leave the key. I don't want to have to break it open if anything happens.
Better that, I'm coming back.
After you, Claude.
No, after you, Cecil.
It wasn't only the RAF who listened to the radio while they got ready.
We love to hear Glenn Miller, you may believe or not. Fantastic music. The German music was not so good. It was not such this progressive dance music. We had to be careful because it was forbidden that time to listen to BBC.
That was in the evening, perhaps at 6 o'clock. There was a meeting for the pilots, for the radio operators, and for the radio operators on the earth. Then the commander told us what he was waiting for this night, and he had heard from the division there will be a great raid from the English bombers. Then we went to the rooms for waiting. Pilot Sam Lambert and flight engineer Ted Battersby still have checks to do as the aircraft taxis to the runway.
Rudder neutral.
Okay, Skip.
The aircraft is carrying 1,400 plus gallons of fuel and a full load of bombs. With all that weight, it's a wonder it will take off at all. Sam, though, sometimes they don't.
Ready for takeoff.
Okay.
Navigator to pilot, intercom check.
Pilot to navigator, read you loud and clear, Cohen.
No talk of the fear which grips each man as O-Orange lines up. Batters is thinking of Mad Scott, the WAF driver who drove them out to the stand tonight.
Hello? Who's that?
Oh, it's you.
B-Flight.
Yes.
Oh, I'm driving you out tonight, then.
Oh, good.
Can you do us a favour, Batters?
Sure.
But I don't know which aircraft's which. You're an O for Orange, aren't you?
Third circle on the left, off the ferry track.
So, which is us for sugar?
Two past us. I'll sit up front with you and give directions.
It's cold, isn't it? Why don't we go sit in the cab?
I think to say good luck was accepting, even to yourself, that they could not come back, you know. So I don't think one would really say that.
Oh, that's better. Get the weight off my feet.
Who's your skipper again?
Sam Lambert.
But I'm going to tell him to look after you tonight.
Oh, Sam will look after us all right. When the flak starts, you should see the way he makes that kite dodge and weave around the sky.
And you sit beside him, like this. You can kiss us if you want.
We were trying to tell ourselves that this really wasn't life and death. You know, I don't think you could have really coped with it otherwise. Those that didn't come back, we probably were the last people. Last women, I suppose, that they saw. Mm-hmm.
Need
up
to toilet. Any chance of a night off?
Sorry, Binty. Butch Harris told me himself on the blower this afternoon he's really set his mind on you going. Pilot to bum, eh, man? All right down there, Digby.
Got a good view of Chocolate Tennis. They've got a pretty sight.
In the clear Perspex nose of the Lancaster is the bomb aimer's position. It was forbidden for anyone to be in there for takeoff, but Digby liked it. He wasn't bothered about bending rules.
Wearing a kilt, is he, Digby? Spoiling the lap, mate. Isn't that where the breeze of the wind gets?
There was tremendous electric energy, and you did sweep it under the carpet.
They behaved artificially, their laughter was artificial, and I can only think that the whole thing was a safety valve.
It wasn't etiquette to talk, oh, well, it's a real lousy target tonight, you know.
just gritted your teeth.
Well, I'd like to know.
Thought everyone sort of gave a shudder. And, well, that's it. We've got to go there. We're going.
Fill me when you're ready.
Will do, Skip.
There goes our love. Look
at that. Feeling okay?
Sam's wife, Ruth Lambert, a WAF corporal working on the base in safety and rescue, has joined a small crowd of well-wishers to see them off. It's cold and wet, but about 35 ground crew, WAFs and motor transport people huddle in their greatcoats near the controller's hut. Matt Scott, the WAF driver, is there. Flight Sergeant Worthington, chief of O Orange's ground crew, is there too. After all, O Orange is as much his aircraft as it is Sam's.
She's a good old girl, Sam. Plenty of guts. Bring her back in one piece if you can.
Do my best, Chiefy.
What do you think about WAF who drove us out tonight, Skip?
Didn't notice about as well.
I think... Look, you miss it.
Ruth and me have said our goodbyes, but... There goes Fleming. We're next.
Skip.
The green Aldis lamp by the controller's hut lights up.
Right, stand by to take off. Good luck, everyone. Red 3000, 12.34, full power battery.
Shut the gate, Skip, yep.
Brakes off.
Brakes off.
We're rolling.
O Orange moves slowly off down the runway, gathering speed as she goes. Those have come to see them off wave, but Sam's eyes are on the runway ahead. He needs all his strength to keep her nose straight. The mid-upper gunner Binti waves and gives a thumbs up, so does Flash in the rear turret.
The takeoff is the most dangerous time, but you've just got to lift off this huge weight of bombs and fuel. And if they did hit the ground, then that would be the end of everything. It'd be a monstrous explosion. Absolutely monstrous explosion. Not an atom of a chance. There'd just be a lot of pieces, that's it.